Travel is an investment, so you want to make your trip to be as much fun and hassle-free as possible. Larry Mueller here. Great to have you along today on the Ideas Network. I really like to travel, and most of my experiences have been pretty good. Rick Cini, his experiences are probably pretty good, too. He's CEO of FairCompare.com. He comes by very regularly to help you and I plan the best air vacations while making sure that you're a smart traveler as well. And Rick, always great to have you with us.
Hey, Larry. Great to be on again today.
Really appreciate it. You have an article on FairCompare.com that's entitled Etiquette 101 for Airline Passengers and Flight Attendants. And that's a topic that's been in the news a lot lately.
Oh, it's been crazy. Over the summer, we've had all sorts of incidences with people being upset with legroom. Of course, it's completely packed during the summertime. And we saw a huge media uproar. We had four or five different incidences where people got thrown off of planes. Planes were diverted. Everybody was inconvenienced. And I think it's just the way it's going to be for a while. With the airlines really not adding any more planes, we're going to continue to have packed planes. And anytime you put 1.5 million people up in the air each day, you're going to have a few of these blow-ups.
Yeah, and there are really things that are kind of common sense in a way, but sometimes they're lost in the heat of the moment.
Well, I can tell you right now, it doesn't pay to raise your voice, because all it takes is one flight attendant to say something to the pilot, and automatically they're going to divert. So I've seen some flight attendants actually hog-tie people. and usually that centers around alcohol. So the more lubricated people are, it tends to be the bigger issue.
I really don't like to drink at all. And I rarely would have it. I can't even remember the last time I had a drink on the plane, because it kind of goes right to your head anyway, I think.
Yeah, the other thing that we've seen quite a bit of is some of these legroom issues when you have somebody with a laptop and then somebody takes their seat back and lowers it back. There's some etiquette around that. If you just basically turn your head, look to see if the person actually has a laptop that's about to be launched into their face, and just say, hey, I'm about to move my chair back, usually that will handle the situation.
Yeah, there are people who just, you wonder where are they. Who raised them?
Well, some of them have headphones on and they're playing, some Def Leppard as loud as they can, and they can't even hear anything. So they're oblivious. So sometimes you have to give them a little bit of a break.
You also have one for the flight attendants and other airline staff as a sort of a diplomacy 103.
Yeah, I think sometimes there's a little bit of way over sensitivity to certain things. I mean, flight attendants are just like everybody else. There's tens of thousands of them in the air. And from an etiquette standpoint, they need to be a little bit more. How should we say, forgiving of some of these issues. I've seen people that, I mean, literally, I've been on two flights that have been diverted over the last 2 years. And both times it was related to somebody raising their voice at a flight attendant, and then some altercation occurring, not a physical one, but a verbal one. In some cases, most flight attendants are awesome at basically calming those situations down. They're trained. But again, flight attendants have bad days, too.
Yeah, and a couple of times I've had really great experiences with the attendants and also with the pilots. I had a pilot come on one day just before we were to take off and talking about the airline itself and about the flight attendants. He said, "We have the best flight attendants in the world. Unfortunately, they're on a different flight than this one, but these kids aren't too bad." and sort of he had a whole little shtick that was really funny and put everybody in a great mood.
Yeah, it's not a good thing when people clap when a plane lands. So you don't want that happening. That's one of the things you don't want to do. So if you're out there clapping when a plane lands, let's not do that anymore.
Sue in Milwaukee, thanks a lot for calling. Hi.
Hi, I'm just looking to see when's the best time to purchase tickets from Milwaukee going to Las Vegas at the end of January.
at the end of January. So just give me a few little tips. Typically what you want to do is start shopping about 3 months before departure. That's when airlines have a little bit of worry about whether or not they're going to field their aircraft or not. So starting at about 3 months, and then at about 1 month before departure, airlines really know how their planes are filling up and they start to raise those prices. So you have basically a 2 month window to shop for that. And what you were going in January, you said, right?
Right.
Yeah, at the end of January.
Yeah, let me look at some prices here just 1 second.
Yeah, normally, we take a Southwest flight, direct flight.
Yeah, so right now, if you look at January, as long as you fly the last 3 weeks in January, I don't know, are you flying the first week in January?
No, at the end.
At the end, yeah. So the prices right now are running just in the 280 range. I think those will drop down to about the 240 range in about a month and a half when you should be shopping for it. So you should be able to get one of the cheapest times to fly between the last 3 weeks in January and the first 2 weeks in February before President's Day, especially to Las Vegas, is one of the cheapest times to fly. So you're going to find some great tickets. I'd go ahead and buy at 280 if you want, but it's going to drop down to about 240 round trip here shortly.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you so much.
Thanks so much for calling. Appreciate your call. You can join in, too, if you have a flight in mind or a trip in mind or just a question about flying. Give us a call at 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234. Email us at talk@WPR.org or post on my Facebook page at The Larry Mueller Show. We'd certainly love to hear from you. So give us a call, shoot us an email, or post on my Facebook page. We have Carl from Madison wondering, what are your thoughts on the Knee Defender anti-seat reclining device?
Yeah, so the Knee Defender. Actually, funny enough, and I got called by all the national media to talk about this. Back in 2008, I was one of the first three or four people that they sampled the product on.
Oh.
And they sent it to us. And, of course, at the time, airlines hadn't banned this particular product. It's basically two little pieces of plastic that you hook to the back of your tray table that prevents the person in front of you from reclining their seat. And that's why that's one of the blowups that occurred, a few weeks ago. And the product itself is sort of interesting. But, again, the airlines, some of them ban it. Some of them don't even know that it exists. Flight attendants, we actually ask a few flight attendants if they've ever seen one before. They haven't seen one. So I would not use the Knee Defender. I would use the voice and ask them, could you please, I'm 6'4". Could you please, hang out for an hour without leaning back?
Yeah. I never actually recline my seat just because I'm cognizant of the person behind me, and I really just don't want to. I don't want
to
bother
that person. If you're flying Spirit Airlines or Allegiant, their seat backs don't recline, so you're pretty safe there.
Well, yeah, and I find ways to get along fine without reclining.
I think anything under a 2.5 hour flight, you can sort of get away with it. If it's a little bit longer, then certainly you want more leg room and a little bit of time to lean back slightly.
There you go. Dale in Madison, thanks for calling. Hi.
Hi. What do you think about going to Venice after Easter in April of 2015?
Can I join you?
Yeah, that sounds like fun.
It's one of my favorite places.
Okay, well, I've never been, and I'd love to go.
Yeah, yeah, so here's a couple tips for you. So when you're shopping for European travel, you want to start about 5 months before departure. That's when airlines start to see some activity, and they start to lower their prices. There is a big price jump at the end of March. So if you want to get in just, that third week in March, it's actually about $150 to $200 cheaper. The ticket price,
even though it's Easter time. Hmm?
Yeah, even though it's Easter time. Usually, it's not. Easter's not one of those weekends. I mean, spring break to Europe is not one of those things. It's really just a seasonal change that they have, basically from quote-unquote winter to springtime.
Okay.
There's another price change in May as well, so the prices go up for summer in May. So, and you want to, if you can, fly on a Monday through a Thursday. They have what's called weekend and midweek pricing. Weekends cost about $80 more round trip. So if you can leave Monday, or even if you're like Monday, Sunday or something like that, and you have to stay a Saturday night, so make sure it's at least a 7-night trip. And you span a Saturday night. And if you're going to be staying more than 30 days, just remember cheaper. They charge you more. They treat you like you're a student staying for 3 months. So a lot of these fairs have 30-day maximum stays.
Okay, thank you.
Yep. Lots of good information there. Thanks a lot for calling. Appreciate your call. Samantha in Madison. Hi, thanks for calling.
Hi. My fiance and I are flying to Norway next May, and we're actually looking to fly to Bergen and then fly to Bologna, Italy. And the fares I've looked at so far are significantly cheaper out of and into Chicago. But I'm also wondering, with the European fares, what's the best time to buy?
Sure, yeah. And you said you were going in May, right?
May. Mm-hmm.
Correct, yeah, mid to end of May.
Yeah, so what we're going to see is that we're going to see some sale fares, especially we've seen the price of Norway go down pretty dramatically over the last couple of years. Starting that first week in December, we'll see a couple sales, and we'll see another sale the second week in January. So those are your two shopping windows.
Okay.
That you want to do. So what you'll want to do, if you can, on May 21st, the prices jump. So if you can leave on May 20th, you'll get the cheaper price.
Awesome.
SAS right now is running some sales in there. And if you want to hop around the country, I might, for example, you know, go all the way to Oslo or maybe have a base somewhere like Amsterdam or London. And then you can hop around on another flight. It depends on what you want to do. How long are you staying?
About 2 weeks. We're going to do a week in Norway and a week in Italy.
Yeah. So you want to do what's called a multi-city trip.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you'll look on the particular website and look at multi-city, click on there, and then it'll basically price it as though it was round trips all the way around. And you should get a price. Right now I'm seeing a price for a similar trip around $1,300 or $1,400 at the moment. That price will drop in early December or that January sale that typically comes out down to about $1,100, $1,150. So that's what you should be shooting for.
Awesome. Great. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Thanks a lot for calling. Appreciate your call very much. Let's see. We have other callers online here. Jan in Madison. Hi. What's on your mind?
Oh, hi. Excuse me. I was wondering what's the best time to look for tickets for Madison to West Palm Beach in February, the last week in February. And also, Madison or Chicago or whatever to Hawaii at the next to the last week in August.
Right, of next so, year. Okay.
Well, next year, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm gonna let Rick take a look at that, and we're gonna take a quick look at the news and weather while he digests your request, and we'll be back with Rick's answer and more right after the news. Stay with us. Great to have you along today on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Larry Mueller here as we take a look at travel, air travel, with Rick Seney of FairCompareNot.com. Great to have him along. Well, just to mention, coming up next week, we have a very cool WPR event in Milwaukee, and you can come to that too. Travel to that with me. Come and enjoy dinner, bid on silent auction items. We've got some Packer tickets and Harley-Davidson gear. We've got WPR Trivial Pursuit, Kathleen Dunn, and I'll be there as well. And Kathleen's going to give you an insider's view of Wisconsin Public Radio. That's Thursday, September 25th in the Milwaukee area. You can register now at WPR.org/Milwaukee. And the deadline to register is tomorrow. So if you've been thinking about it, now is the time to do it. And now's the time to turn back to Rick Seney of FairCompare.com. Rick, we had Jan from Madison call, who had a couple of requests. One was to West Palm Beach, Florida.
Yeah, in February, I think she said. Yeah.
Yeah.
So she should be shopping in late November, early December, which starts up that three-month window. Right now, prices, if you look at prices, they're in the out of Madison, they're in this $370 to $380 range for one stops down there. So that's not too bad, but that price will drop close to $310. later back in December and maybe late November. That's when we'll see that price drop slightly.
Okay. And then Hawaii, she wants to go.
Yeah, I think she said she wanted to go in August next year. And Hawaii is very similar. You want to start shopping just slightly earlier than 3 months, because when people have 7-8 hour trips, they tend to shop a little bit earlier because the ticket prices are high. Right now, ticket prices, you could only buy in August right now for about $1,300. Certainly, it's going to end up being about $850 or so. That's the average price. Going to be a little bit cheaper if you fly out of Chicago by about $100, or if you fly out of Milwaukee.
So there you go. So, and again, about 3 months ahead of time. August, you'd think August flight to Hawaii would be not a bad time to fly.
No, it's a little bit of the off season, right? So their peak season is when it's cold. So so they will be some sales. You want to go just a slight bit earlier than 3 months for Hawaii. Usually, when you get trips out 6 to 8 hours, per direction, people tend to shop a little earlier, and that's when airlines tend to toss a few sales in.
Jason in La Crosse up next. Jason, hi. Thanks for calling.
Hey, Larry. Thanks for taking my call. I got a question for Rick, and any travel tips he might have. A group of friends of ours are going to be leaving from La Crosse or La Crosse area, going down to New Orleans mid-June next year. Want to know if he's got any tips on kind of where to fly out of or when to start shopping, I guess.
So yes. La Crosse, you could go out of Minneapolis, or would you...
Yeah, which is closer to you, Chicago or Minneapolis, or which one do you prefer?
Well, Minneapolis is definitely closer.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, so let's take a look at Minneapolis. And even La Crosse isn't terrible. You're just going to end up connecting in Minneapolis, right? So right now you're looking at tickets in June way too high, in the high 400s right now, round trip for a one stop, and almost $605 for a nonstop. So you're going to want to start shopping for that June trip sometime in late February, early March, right? So that's the sweet spot to start shopping for it. And I'm looking at our historical prices, and you should be able to historically get that out of Minneapolis for about $370 round trip.
Okay, 370. Would it be better to fly out of Chicago or maybe Madison?
Let me look really quick. Out of Chicago right now, the price is running just slightly cheaper, right, by about 15%. And because Chicago has a flight, a connecting flight to New Orleans on Spirit, that drove the price down slightly. So it's at the moment it's in the high 300s for Spirit, but that's a very long trip, a little bit longer than normal.
And it's a long ways from La Crosse to Chicago.
Yeah, so I think the extra probably 10 to 15% that you save going to Chicago would eat up your travel time there.
Great. Thank you very much.
Yep, thanks a lot for calling. Jean in West Bend, it's your turn. Hi, Jean.
Hello. Thanks for taking my question. We're looking to take a trip in June of 2015 from Milwaukee to Orlando, Disney World. Mm-hmm. I know that's a busy time then, so I'm wondering when would be a good time to purchase the tickets, and about what range for a good price. And does it help to be a senior?
Well, those are really good questions, all of them. Airlines will tell you they no longer have senior discounts because their prices are so low. You can snicker at your own leisure. But there are no really senior discounts anymore for air travel. I think the last airline to remove them, I think Southwest actually has a senior discount that's more expensive than the normal fare. So.
Oh, dear.
It's because they take, 10% off the most expensive fare, so it doesn't really help a whole lot. The reason I know that is I bring my father-in-law, who's 75, up to visit us 3 or 4 times a year, and my wife goes, let's get the senior fare. And I go, why? It's more expensive. and so there you go on the senior fare. For June shopping, you want to start shopping in that March time frame, okay? About 3 months before departure. Right now, prices are ranging, out of Milwaukee in the mid to high $400 range. You will get that ticket much, much cheaper than that. I would expect you to be well under $400 in the 380 range historically if you start shopping next March.
Yeah, and I'd really look to the first week of June if you can.
And it is. June, we started, we hope to fly out on a Wednesday and return on a Tuesday, so it'd be June 3rd through June 9th.
Yeah. That's
middle of the week to middle of the week.
I go there every year, the first week of June, and we go there several times a year, and that first week of June is usually...
Well, you know what? I'm actually looking right now for that first week in June, June 3rd to June 10th.
Yeah.
American Airlines out of Milwaukee has a one stop through Chicago or through Dallas right now at a sale price of $299 round trip.
Yeah, that's good.
So if I was you, I would snap that up right now.
Yeah, I think.
Oh, really?
I've paid $280, I think, is about the cheapest I've ever paid.
Yeah, so that's a pretty good deal. So actually, and I'm surprised because all the other competitors are in the $380 to $400 range. So it's, Americans having a sale right now.
Okay, and do you recommend booking online or through a travel agency?
It depends on what you're more comfortable with. If you have an experienced travel agent that you're comfortable with, feel free to book with them. Certainly, how many people are in your party?
Five. It's... three adults and two children.
Right. So with five, you can book five online. It's no problem. So it's just what you're more comfortable with. If you book it online, you basically are the travel agent.
Yeah.
And if you talk to a travel agent, they are, and they're not going to charge you any more than typically the ticket unless they want to charge you a fee of some sort.
Yeah.
Okay.
If you do call the airline and book through a reservation agent, like American's reservation agent, they do charge you, I think, $25 for the phone call.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
Which I can never figure out. So.
Oh, that's interesting. So
you save a little
really
bit booking online.
Yeah.
And,
okay.
And a travel agent, travel agents can be very useful if things go wrong.
Well, I know I've chatted about you think, wow, Rick doesn't need a travel agent. I actually have a travel agent for Disney. I call her Mrs. Disney. She's based in New Jersey. And we've used her, and I don't even remember how many times we've been on to Disney and Disney cruises and whatnot. I'm not an expert at Disney, the parks and the cruises. If you'll send me a note at rick@faircompare.com, I'll send you her contact information. She's always been great as well.
Yeah, it's a good thing. And you know, if something goes wrong, it's nice to be able to call a travel agent. Sometimes they can help you out. You know,
absolutely. No, I mean, again, the airlines aren't in the business of helping you. They may help you change your ticket and whatnot, but they're not going to help you on any other issues. And travel agents, especially the good ones that have been to these locations and know these locations and know the tips and tricks, that they're invaluable.
Yeah. Thanks again, and good luck. Maybe we'll see you in Orlando, Gene, because I am I'm sure to be there at that time of the year. Donna in Superior, it's your turn. Hi, Donna.
Hi. You kind of answered my question with the last lady. I'm also going to Orlando, Florida, but I'm going for a wedding in February. I'll be leaving like February 8th and coming back February 16th. And I'm wondering when would be the best time for me to buy and what about I should imagine that the ticket would cost me.
Yeah, so for a February flight, you want to start shopping, especially early February, is that you'd start shopping in early November. Okay, so when that 3-month window starts. Right now, if you look at prices for that time frame, you said you wanted to leave on the 8th or the 9th?
8th,
yes.
I believe.
Yeah, so typically Sundays are about 20% more than Mondays in cost, especially to Orlando, because everybody wants to come back and leave on Sundays. But the price right now is in the mid 300s, but I see some of the days at about 260 or 270. You should be able to get that ticket under $300 during that time frame, right in that range. We just talked again about this is out of Milwaukee, so out of Chicago. Let me take a quick look.
She's in Superior. Okay,
it would be
though, so
out of Minneapolis.
She'd have to go out of Minneapolis.
Let me see. Yeah, I got to look at my Wisconsin geography here. Yeah, it's about 360 out of Minneapolis right now, and that price will drop into the low 300s or the high 200s.
Yeah, she's Duluth Superior.
Yeah, so you should be, again, a shop in early November, you should see that price drop a little bit.
There you go. Thanks, Donna. Appreciate the call. And Jamie in Madison. Hi.
Hi, how are you this morning?
Great, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
I'm wanting to know when would be the best time to get tickets to go from Madison down to Arizona in the Prescott area in the first week of February.
Prescott area.
That's Phoenix. It's closer to Phoenix,
yeah.
I think. Yeah.
Yeah, about an hour from Phoenix, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so, and you're going in January?
No, February.
February, yeah. So that's, that's an early November shopping.
Okay.
If you actually, let me look at a couple prices here. Yeah, so it looks like the prices are ranging at the moment in the sort of, it's a huge span, depending on what day you leave, anywhere from $300 to $500 on a given day. So which days do you think you're going on?
I can be somewhat flexible. The timeshare I have is Saturday to Saturday or Sunday to Sunday, but I could probably, go a day or two early if I needed to.
Yeah, so the price tends to be a little bit cheaper. Remember, that's President's Day weekend, so you want to stay away from President's Day weekend, which is the weekend of the 14th.
Okay.
So if you stay away from that weekend, you're in pretty good shape. I see prices in the high 300s. Those should come down to the mid to low 300s. So you should be able to get it around the low 300s as long as you stay away from President's Day weekend.
Okay.
And you want to start shopping
before.
Yeah, you want to start shopping in November.
Okay, in November. Great. Thank you so much.
Yep, sure. Thanks so much for calling. The last time I flew to Arizona, you have your choice. I have my choice. Okay, I can fly into Phoenix or Tucson. I almost didn't even look at Tucson because it's always more expensive. And matter of fact, it was not. It was cheaper to fly into Tucson than Phoenix, which was a revelation for me. Something
new. I'll have to admit, Larry, I mean, I've been doing this a long time. We have literally the largest database of airfares over the last 10 years. The way the airlines now, with all their mergers that have been out there, they've carved up the country, not geographically, but by city. There's only a handful of cities that have tremendous competition. So it's really about market pricing at this point. So depending on what demand's going to Phoenix area or into the Tucson area, it could change wildly. It's not as though everybody's competing anymore. It's basically there's only a handful of airlines that fly that route that are useful to you, that are convenient enough. And then it's about how many people really want to go.
Yeah, there you go. Richard in Stone Lake. Hi, thanks for calling. Richard, are you there?
Yes, good morning. Thanks very much for taking the call. I'm wondering if your guest today can provide any guidance on the question of visiting Galapagos Islands in March. Two people trying to fly out of Columbus, Ohio. Is the general notion that one is better off buying a package combination from the U.S. that would include the connections from Quito, Ecuador, and around the islands and so on? Or does one buy an international ticket and then find a vendor in Ecuador to buy the ocean portion of the trip?
I haven't actually taken that particular trip before. It's on my bucket list of things to do.
Yeah.
I'm probably not the best expert. I can tell you a little bit about the airfare down there. And you're going from Columbus?
Columbus, Ohio.
Yeah, and what time of year?
Sometime in the month of March.
In the month of March next year. So let me take a quick look. And you're going to be staying, what, a week or two?
Yes. What we seem to know so far is that the local portion of that trip runs for about a week or so, so it might even be 10 days in total.
Yeah, so, right now airfare, and it's, by the way, a connecting flight with the best flight being about 8 to 8.5 hours total travel time, so it's a long day. And that's a little bit in the high 700s right now. It's a little early to shop for that. You're probably about a month and a half early. You want to start shopping in about 30 days or so.
Okay.
Is whether or not you get a travel agent or somebody that specializes in that particular trip, in that kind of trip where it's sort of a once in a lifetime, that's where travel agents are invaluable.
Yes.
Right. Yeah. Certainly you can go on TripAdvisor and sort of find out all the different pieces and parts and put it together. But in that particular case, I personally would use somebody that's an expert in that area and find a good travel agent. And if you have a regular travel agent, they'll be able to have in their community somebody they can have to help them out and pick you up.
Yeah, that's very good. Very good advice. Richard, good luck. Thank you. And Ken in Hingham's got a very pertinent question for many people. Thank you for calling, Ken.
Hi, Larry. Hi, guest here. we had had some vouchers and booked a trip for early December, I think December 5th, to Cabo San Lucas. And we hadn't got accommodations yet, but they just got hit by the hurricane.
Yeah, flattened.
Yes.
And I was just wondering if we should be looking to try to get different flights.
I have a couple of friends. Yeah, I have friends that have some property down there and have condos and whatnot, and they say it's terrible. So by early December, I'd be surprised if they can sort of sort out things. Now, if you're staying at a clearly there's going to be places that are going to be open in early December. They're going to be rebuilding that very quickly. So, but you're talking about only about a 3-month period, 3.5 month period. Very difficult.
So wait, what do you do in that situation? You're here, we got the ticket. We haven't booked reservations, but we do have the tickets. Can we?
Yeah. So if you paid for the tickets, I'm not sure. He said he had vouchers.
Yeah.
So
it
was
we had paid. It's on Southwest, and we had used our vouchers to buy tickets.
Oh, so you have like an award ticket. Yeah, you can actually on Southwest, you can actually just say that you're going to cancel your award, and they will refund the full value of your award to you, and you can pick another location.
Yeah, that's the beauty of Southwest.
Yeah, so I think that I would look into that. You'd have to check out the places that you want to stay, but I'd be very cautious about, trying to have a week-long stay there when they're in the construction mode as well.
Might be an adventure.
It could be, yeah.
I don't know if that's the kind of adventure I want, though.
The adventures that I don't want is when you have to fill up your bathtub and you have to drink that water for the next 3 days.
No.
I'll take a different adventure, and I've been there, by the way.
Okay. There we go. Good luck, Ken. Appreciate the call. And you're probably kind of lucky you're with Southwest. It'll save you a little money anyway.
Yeah, no, you can pick another location.
Let's go to George in Milwaukee. Hi, George.
Hi, I'm going to Berlin in mid-November, leaving from Milwaukee, maybe Chicago. From what I'm looking at, Chicago probably a little under 1,000, Milwaukee maybe 1,200.
What time of year are you going?
I say mid-November of this year.
Mid-November, yeah. So you should be you're in the shopping window, especially for international travel. You're going to likely connect through Frankfurt.
Mm-hmm.
Or you're probably going to go through London, depending on which airline you pick. Did you say Chicago was closer for you?
No, I'm in Milwaukee. So my preference is Milwaukee.
Yeah, so the difference in price between Milwaukee and Chicago, it's not too bad, actually. It's only, in fact, there's only about a $30 or $40 difference.
Oh,
really? What is that? What are you looking at?
So what I'm looking at a United flight that connects in Newark, a one-stop flight.
Oh, okay. I'll check that out.
That goes into Frankfurt. Then once you get to Frankfurt, you'll have another stop. So it's still $1,100 to $1,150, but that's not a terrible price. The other ticket's Delta, which connects where does that connect out of? That connects out of Atlanta. And it's about $150 more.
Yeah.
Okay. I also did notice that Turkish Airlines can get you there pretty cheaply, but I think you have to go through Istanbul first. It's a long trip.
Yeah. No, that would end up being about an 18-hour total travel time.
Whoa.
That's a long day. So yeah, you can do it. And by the way, that's a great airline, and they have their partnership folks. If you're buying it through them, is really good. So I wouldn't say that don't do it because of Turkish Airlines, but that's a long, long day and a half.
Yeah, it is. Thanks a lot for calling, and Rick, again, tell us a little bit more about FareCompare.com.
Yeah, so we're one of the handful of companies in the world that basically is on the airline ticket stock exchange. We get the airfare data for over 500 airlines. We process it, send out alerts whenever prices drop, and we've been studying and analyzing airfare for almost a decade now. And we have our website at faircompare.com. You can do comparison ticket shopping. And you can catch me on, let's see, USA Today every other week. You can also catch me on abcnews.com every week. So I have several columns that you can catch me. And depends on what my fancy is of the week, what I like to write about.
Well, it's always a pleasure to have you on, Rick. So, and thank you so much for being with us today. I really appreciate
thank
it.
Thank you, Larry.
Rick Seedy, faircompare.com. I'm sure we have a link on my Facebook page at the Larry Mueller Show, but just go ahead. If you want to find it, go to faircompare.com, and there he will be. We have lots of good things coming up. You know, gosh, already Friday, Garden Talk. Arborist Fred Clark is going to come by. He's got some advice on tree care, and he'll tell us about an innovative local wood utilization project. And that's something that I'm really interested in learning about. And I bet you're going to find it interesting as well. Thank you for listening, and please stay with us. We have lots more good things in store here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.